I don't know about you, but growing up in church, you know, I grew up in church pretty much all my life. Hadn't always been a believer, you know, in the sense of knowing, having a personal faith, having a personal confidence in matters of faith. I didn't come to be, you know, to believe, truly believe until my early 20s. I was saved in 76. And from that moment on, from that point on, I became an avid reader and student of my Bible. Read it, studied it, read books about it, you know, even unto this day. You know, I have ceased to do that. But went through a very confusing time trying to get a handle on what it was all about. And it's not until I came to understand 2 Timothy 2:15 that the Bible began to make sense to me personally, where I could read it. I was no longer dependent simply upon men for my understanding. I had gotten a hold of an understanding based on 2 Timothy 2:15 that enabled me personally to open up my Bible, to read it, and to have a sense, to have a clear sense of what I was reading, all based on the light that I had come to understand from the teaching of 2 Timothy 2:15. What I've come to learn about 2 Timothy 2:15, that it is the key, and I use that expression, the key to understanding the Bible. And what do you do with a key? What's a key good for? Opening that which is locked. And, you know, for all practical purposes, the Word of God was locked to me. It didn't matter how often I read it. It didn't matter what version of the Bible I read it in, read from. The Bible didn't make any sense to me. I didn't understand, you know, anything about what it was about. There was no rhyme or reason to it for me. But coming to understand 2 Timothy 2:15, that all changed. And that's what a key does. It unlocks. And that's what 2 Timothy 2:15, that's what rightly dividing the word of truth does. That's what dispensational Bible study does. It unlocks the Word of God. But coming to learn that 2 Timothy 2:15 is a key to understanding the Bible. You see, having a lot of facts is not sufficient. You know, being factually knowledgeable of your Bible, that's a start. But it is not sufficient. Knowing the facts won't produce understanding in and of itself. Again, 2 Timothy 2:15 is the key to understanding your Bible, the key to understanding the Scriptures. Look at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. But notice in verse 5, get wisdom. But notice the next, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. You see, understanding the Word of God is what it's all about. Again, you can have all the facts, but if you don't have the understanding, it is all in vain. Paul said it another way, talking about the subject of prayer. He says, I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. If you don't have understanding, your reading, your studying, your learning is in vain. It will be like what Paul said, ever learning, but never able to come unto a knowledge of the truth. And understanding is the key to coming to a knowledge of the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, over there, Paul declares that God's will is that all men be saved. But it doesn't stop there. I've heard all my life growing up, and I won't say all my life growing up, I heard ever since I got saved and became vitally interested in spiritual things and studying the Bible and discussing the Bible with people, family and friends and likewise, that, you know, when you get into a discussion, you get into a debate, you get into an argument with a person about doctrinal matters, about differences, and someone will inevitably revert to the statement that as long as you're saved is all that matters. And that's just not true. God's will is that all men be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth, to get understanding. Paul, in another place, in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 14, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20. He says, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. 2 Timothy 2:15 is the key to understanding the Bible. There are many approaches to studying the Word of God. I have a book called The Principles of Biblical Hermeneutics. And they list, in this book, they list over 20-something different principles, all designed to try to get an understanding of the Word of God. They are to contribute ultimately to getting an understanding of the Word of God. But the underlying principle of all those approaches, all those different methods, all those different principles of study, the underlying method of study to them all is 2 Timothy 2:15. This book I have here does list the dispensational principle. There are many books that deals with hermeneutics, the science of interpreting or the methods of studying the scriptures. There are many books that deals with that subject that abhors, they hate, they despise dispensationalism. They utilize all the other principles, they utilize all the other methods, but will disavow dispensationalism or disavow rightly dividing the word of truth as a valid principle of Bible study or valid principle of interpreting the scriptures. And one cannot be serious about understanding and promoting the understanding of the Word of God that ignores rightly dividing the Word of truth or ignores the dispensational method to Bible study. Okay. Understanding is crucial. It's the key to being converted. It's the key to being changed. There's a in Acts 28. Acts chapter 28, beginning at verse 25. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Now get this, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. You see, understanding is the principal thing. In all thy wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get understanding. And the key to understanding the Bible is 2 Timothy 2:15. It is the foundational, it is the foundation upon which all other methods of study is to be founded upon if the maximum certainty of understanding is to be arrived at in one's reading and study of the Scripture. It is absolute indispensable. One cannot truly understand God's Word failing to rightly divide it. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 establishes the fact that rightly dividing the Word of truth or dispensational Bible study is a biblical concept. It is a biblical principle. This is not something, this is not an idea imposed upon the Word of God, but rather an idea extracted from the Word of God. In other words, we are told to rightly divide the Word of truth. That's why we talk about it. That's why we keep it in the spotlight. That's why, we emphasize it pretty much in all of our preaching and our teaching. Rightly dividing the word of truth, is an undercurrent to everything that we're about in the grace camp. Because it's a biblical concept, it's a biblical principle. 2 Timothy 2:15 establishes that. It is, and the principle itself is illustrated throughout the Word of God as a whole. In other words, it is a concept, it is a principle that is, and I'm trying to figure out how to say this, that is, it is acknowledged throughout from Genesis to Revelation, even though it is not doctrinally set forth as it is set forth here in 2 Timothy 2:15. Understanding 2 Timothy 2:15, one can see from Genesis to Revelation the application. And that's what I'm trying to say. One can see the application of the principle of this biblical approach to study, this biblical method, this biblical principle of Bible study. You can see it throughout the scriptures. One classic example that we make reference to is Christ's reading of Isaiah in to the ministers and sat down. Now, it's significant to note that he stopped reading in the middle of the sentence, and it was necessary for him to stop reading in the middle of the sentence with what he goes on to say here as recorded in Luke chapter 4. He says, and he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of them all that were in the synagogue was fastened on it. And he began to say unto them, this day, get this now, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He could not say that if he had continued to read at this stage in the unfolding of the prophetic program. He stopped in the middle of the sentence without completing the verse, closed the book and said, this day. Now, that's an example of the principle of rightly dividing the word of truth being observed by the Lord himself. And you'll see this in this example and many others throughout the scriptures, where the principle of rightly dividing the word of truth is acknowledged. It's a biblical concept. It is a biblical idea. It is not some commonly devised principle. All too often we hear from our adversaries, from our opponents, this is a new fad. This is something newly invented. The historical church never studied the Bible this way. Now, I have something to say about that, if time permits, a little later on here. And just looking at the time, it may not permit me to do so. We'll probably continue this for a couple of Sundays, because there's a number of things I'd like to expound on with you about this subject. But 2 Timothy 2:15, or dispensational Bible study, or rightly dividing the word of truth, is a biblical principle. It is a biblical concept. It is a biblical idea. I'll put it in another term for you. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, here's an idea expressed in 2 Corinthians 4 and 13 that I believe you can make there's a correlation of ideas here. Parallel thought that I want to emphasize about our use of an application of rightly dividing or the dispensational method of Bible study, and it's this. Right division or dispensationalism is a principle of faith. one's use and one's application of rightly dividing the word of truth, or the use of dispensationalism in their approach to Bible study, is a faith issue. It's a faith principle. We have in the same spirit of faith. You see, we're doing what God Almighty did. God rightly divides the word of truth. If He did it, how much more should we do it? You see, having the same spirit of faith, that's why we rightly divide the word of truth. Having the same spirit of faith. Rightly dividing the word of truth is the spirit of faith, is a spirit of faith. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. And what rightly dividing the word of truth will teach you is that you speak according to that which is written. Now, going back to Luke chapter 4 for a moment, it is clear that there's some tremendous insights to be gleaned out of Luke chapter 4, using it as an illustration of rightly dividing the word of truth being a biblical concept, but also bringing out some other dimensions, other facets, other features of dispensationalism, or other features of rightly dividing the word of truth that can be brought out from Luke chapter 4. Moving on, though, we'll incorporate. I say that so you be mindful. If I do run back to Luke chapter 4 and point out something, that's why, because it being a clear illustration of the principle set forth in 2 Timothy 2:15. And its focus upon the subject of prophecy and the literal fulfillment of that prophecy bring out some other insights about rightly dividing the word of truth that is essential to our understanding of right division. Okay, but I want to move on to the next aspect here about rightly dividing the word of truth. Because we're accused of being Bible choppers, in the use of rightly dividing the word of truth and using the principle of right division, we've been charged with chopping up the word of God, and been charged of throwing out, you might say, three quarters of the Bible as being irrelevant. And nothing could be further from the truth. All the Bible is for you. You see, the basic concept, when you take a look at 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then you take a look at 2 Timothy 3:16, and it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That when you put those two ideas together, you learn that all the Bible is for you, but it's not all to you. All the Bible is for you, but it's not all about you. That's the basic concept of right division. That's the basic concept of dispensationalism or of dispensational Bible study. And it is not about throwing out any part of God's Word. You need it all. You need to appropriate it all. That is, use it all. Romans 15:4 says, whatsoever things was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. You need it all. But 2 Timothy 2:15 set forth a principle that ensures the profitable reading and study of the Scriptures. Without this key, without this principle, understanding will be sacrificed. Second Timothy 2:15 teaches us that all the Bible is for us, but it's not all about us. All the Bible is for us, but it's not all to us. And the difference can make the difference between a life that will be pleasing to God and a life that will not be pleasing to God. That's the difference that 2 Timothy 2:15 can make in an individual's life, without which you cannot know how to walk so as to please God. So I submit to you the importance of 2 Timothy 2:15 being a principal key, an underlining key in your growth, in your knowledge, in growing in your understanding of the Word of God.